So, did you hear Avengers is getting a re-release?
The most recent Avengers?
Yeah, Endgame.
It's getting a re-release.
Yeah, extended cut.
Extended cut? Different cut of the movie?
Uh-huh.
When is this coming out?
I don't know. Soon.
Is it?
Probably now.
Is it not still in theaters?
Yeah.
How does it... How is it a re-release?
I don't know. They're butthurt because it didn't break the Avatar record. So they're trying to...
Okay, but their record will have an asterisk next to it anyway. Exactly. So what's the point?
I know. That's not fair.
Yeah. That's dumb. It's just an extended cut of the movie?
Yeah, and there's a deleted scene at the... Or like there's a post-credit scene.
That is a cash grab if I've ever heard of cash grab.
Hundo P.
Yeah. Like Hundo P. I won't go see it out of principle.
No, you will. We will. We got tickets already. I bought them. We're going after this.
It better be in 4D or I'm not going.
Okay.
You know what? I will go. we see it in 4D.
Okay. Shoot.
Okay. I have but a simple question for you, but I think it reveals a lot about the answer. That's the best kind of question.
That's why we do this thing.
So I was humming the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song earlier.
Love it.
Yeah. The reason is I tweeted out a poll. Which Ninja Turtle would you be?
Oh man, this is, I don't know if I even want to get into this.
So yeah, I mean, I haven't looked at the poll in a couple of days. So I don't remember who's, Michelangelo was winning, I think, actually. Last time I checked. But
well, solid choice, but is it the right one? I don't know.
Here's the thing though. Do you go by, like, do you take the whole package, the whole turtle package, or do you just go by coolest weapon and coolest color?
Well, I'm not going to lie. Weapons and colors factor in heavily.
But like,
but it's total turtle package. It's like when Phoebe, that episode where she can't decide what dude she likes more. And she's listing their good qualities.
Phoebe? Are you talking about Friends?
Yeah, on Friends.
Isn't that Rachel that does that? No, never mind.
She's dating the fireman and other dude. And she's like, well, blah, blah's got the personality. And she counts one finger. But other guy's got the body and she counts two fingers.
Yeah.
That's how it is for weapons and colors.
Okay.
Okay, so first of all, you're 100% right. This is the personality test.
Yeah.
I don't need to know anything else about like how you see yourself.
But that
then
makes
what turtle are you?
Yeah, that makes it high stakes though. It's a
so high stakes.
Yeah. I honestly don't know. Like can you start us off with some like thoughts? Like does one jump out right away?
Well, see the thing is like I've gone through phases, you know? Like
yeah, me too.
I'm a work in motion, in progress. Like I can be one turtle one day. Like I can be a Donnie in the morning and a Raffy at night, you know? Like,
yeah,
I'm fluid like that.
Okay. All right. That's honestly fair. But
here's the thing. Like, yeah, sometimes your life phases like really point you to one turtle or another.
Yeah.
Like we're adults now. We should be Donnies.
Yeah.
When you're 7 or 8, like you're full on Michelangelo.
Raphael too, I think.
Well, he's a little bit Raffy. I think Raffy's like a little bit older. He's like the 14, 15 year old rebellion stage.
Yeah, okay, sure. Should we go through their personalities just like real quick? So Leonardo, who is he?
Leonardo's like he used to be my favorite because he had two swords. And I was like, you clearly have outclassed everyone weapon-wise.
Yes. Weapon, he has two swords, color, blue.
Yeah, strong color.
Yeah.
I mean, leadership abilities for sure.
He is the sort of de facto leader of the bunch. He's kind of like the oldest brother. Exactly. He might actually be, but yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that they're different ages, but I feel like they are.
Yeah.
So, Leo used to be my favorite.
Yeah.
But then... I really got into like at 10 years old, I was taking karate classes and we used the bow staff.
Yes.
And I got really into Donatello.
Legit weapon.
Legit weapon for sure. Like
cool. It's a cool weapon too.
People and it's on hand.
Yeah.
It's on. You got brooms around.
Yeah. Yeah, people discount your go-to. The Bo staff, but I think it's a good one.
So strong.
They're like, it's just a stick, but it's, you know, in Donatello's hands. Until it hits you in your
stupid head.
Okay. But what about, purple, by the way, is his color. What about personality for him?
Yeah, so I actually didn't like Donatello for a long time because he was purple, and I felt it was a girly color.
You've outgrown that,
but then
I
was like, oh no, I was such a fool.
Purple is the color of kings.
Exactly.
He's like, personality-wise, though, he's like, what, the smart one?
Yeah, he's the brains. He's like, I don't know, he's in the recent ones, they really played it up like he was the nerd, like he had the tech and shit, but...
Yeah.
No, yeah, he was always like...
He's sort of grounded as
the
well.
The strategery guy.
Yeah. Okay. All right, moving
on. Based Donatello.
Do you want to do Michelangelo or Raphael next?
Michelangelo is...
Okay, a party dude.
Well, if we're going by rank, then it's Raffy next. It should be Raffy next.
All right, fine.
I think it goes Leo, Donnie, Raffy, Mikey. But Raphael is like the rebellious.
Okay.
Obviously, kind of shrewd personality.
Yeah.
Kind of a badass.
Kind of aloof.
But like, you know, he's got a heart of gold, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, he's maybe the loner of the group sometimes.
Kind of a dick.
Kind of can be a dick.
Yeah.
But you know, you need that sometimes.
Weapons and color.
I mean, can't go wrong with a red bandana.
No.
Like no one's ever gonna argue that red isn't the best turtle color. And it's red on green. I mean, can't get more complimentary than that.
Weapons?
Okay. Do you call them scythes or daggers?
Size, definitely size.
Okay.
They're three-pronged daggers, basically.
Yeah.
Again, cool weapon. Like, they're all cool weapons, I think.
So...
We'll get to Michelangelo, but they're all cool weapons.
Yeah, I've always thought that Donatello's weapons took the most kind of skill. Like, he's the most kind of refined...
The bow staff?
Oh, did I say Donnie?
Yeah.
No, sorry, I meant Raffy.
Okay,
the size... Yeah. Size like
yes.
are a very specialized
yes.
type of thing. There's very specific moves.
And they can do very cool things, but very cool specific things.
Yeah.
Like they can be thrown and like grab stuff because they have the little hook.
Yeah.
Right?
That's my, I'm glad you brought that up because that is the key to good Psy use.
Yeah.
Is throwing them and pinning shit to a wall.
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
It's throwing. If you can throw both of them at the same time and get both their like
the shoulders of a shirt,
yeah, to pin to a wall,
yeah, that's perfect. But
really,
yeah,
the only weapon that's conducive to throwing for sure. I mean, Donatello throws his staff, but
yeah, no, you're right though. I think it is of the turtles' weapons.
Yeah, you can't throw nunchucks.
None of them have throwing stars. Yeah, they're sweet. They're really cool. You, again, very specialized. I don't know. I think he's up there as far as who you'd want to be.
Yeah, no one's going to be mad if you pick Raffy.
Yeah. Should we move on to Michelangelo?
I mean, no one's going to be mad if you pick any of these. it's the most well-balanced team in history.
All right, let's go through Michelangelo's like stats real quick. So orange is his color.
Okay.
It's not bad.
Yeah, it's... Probably second to red, if you ask me. Like, orange is really cool.
Okay.
Right. And more than cool, it's radical.
Okay. Weapons, though. I feel like we have a lot to talk about as far as his weapons are concerned.
Well, here's the thing. The nunchaku. Is there any dispute that every boy goes through a nunchuck phase?
Did you own nunchucks?
I made so many makeshift nunchucks through the years.
Yeah.
I can't even...
Nunchucks are great. I had like a pair of like foam ones from, I think they came from the It store. I don't know if you remember that store.
No.
It was like, I don't even know how to describe it to other people. It was like a novelty store. Anyways, I had nunchucks and they were amazing. And all I did was hit myself with them pretty much. But
of course.
They're a really cool weapon. And you said you can throw size. You can throw nunchucks too.
Now that I think of it, there are several instances of Michelangelo like wrapping up dude's feet in his nunchucks.
Yes.
Although I don't think that's historically accurate.
Wait, can we talk for a second about the pronunciation of nunchucks? Because it's N-U-N, right?
Yeah, this is a hot debate.
So Napoleon Dynamite coined nunchucks, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, it's one of those things like nuclear. It's
not.
Nunchucks is what kids say when they're okay, in the yes. nunchuck phase.
All right, sure. Yes, that's fair. But I feel like society as a whole thinks it's nunchucks now, and I'm not okay with that.
The real word is nunchaku,
I think? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's with an N.
With an N. Okay. All right. I just wanted to get that out of the way. Okay. We have to make a verdict here. We each have to choose a turtle. And I think you're right. I think it's fluid and you change turtles throughout life. I think that's the real answer. I think that's the correct answer. But in this moment, what turtle are you?
Oh. Ah, fuck it. Mikey, forever young.
Cowabunga. I'll go with Donatello. And then we just need a Leonardo.
Well, someone needs to keep us honest, responsible around here.
All right, cool. I'm glad we could figure it out in any case.
This episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by Turtles in a Half Shell. You're supposed to say turtle power? Do you remember the Windows startup sound?
Yeah, I think so. I can only think of the Mac one right now, but...
Yeah, me too. That's why I wanted to start this episode with it, but then I blanked.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to come to me the way like song lyrics do or something, but...
I mean, like, I would know it as soon, like, give me the first note
dun, and
I
could... Dun, dun, dun. Oh, is that Mac?
No. The Windows one is, like, more of a song. The Mac one is, like, it's, like, one chord.
Mm-hmm.
The Windows one is a song. And I honestly think if you gave me the first two notes, I could do the rest. But, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to have to edit it in.
Yeah, I'll put it in right now.
So, the question is, what was your first computer and what was it running? Could it run Doom?
Okay. It could run, it wasn't a specific brand or anything. It was like built by like a hobby shop or whatever, or like a small computer store.
Yeah. Same with mine. My very first computer was completely like white labeled.
Yeah.
Like no visible branding.
Yeah. I like people say like, oh, it was a X, whatever. You know, but mine wasn't that. It was just like, you know, a hodgepodge of parts. But anyway, it ran Windows 3.1, but booted into DOS. Like you had to go into Windows if you wanted to.
Hardcore.
Yeah.
Ours was also a 3.1 machine. However, I believe it did boot straight into Windows.
Yeah.
So maybe, I don't know.
I just remember that I had to... I don't know why I did it this way. I don't know if I could have like booted into Windows and then just like ran it off the desktop or whatever. But I remember getting up at like 3 years old-ish, like before my parents, and going into the computer room and typing the like run jazzjackrabbit.exe.
Nice.
Because I loved that game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that's how you ran it.
For me, it was run Wolf 3D.
Yeah. Okay. So similar.
Yeah, our first computer was equipped, like, could barely run Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
We had, like, MS Paint.
Yeah.
What else was on there? Solitaire, obviously.
Yeah, Solitaire, Minesweeper, Jazz Jackrabbit was my favorite. But we had...
Chips Challenge.
I don't know what that is. We had other games, too, but... A lot of them were like educational. We had like math games. We did have Doom. I don't know if it was on that machine or the next one, but
mm-hmm.
Doom was definitely big, Quake, all of those. But I feel like those came later.
I had a Beetlejuice game where it was like a pseudo 3D look.
That's cool.
Like it wasn't top down and it wasn't side scrolly. It was just pseudo 3D where things would shrink as you push them away. But yeah, oh man, I played the shit out of it. And it was on one of those big floppy disks. You know, the
I had some of those too. Oh,
like
Loom.
The actual floppy things that were like paper thin.
Yeah. Loom was on that. Do you remember the game Loom?
Yeah, I had Loom.
Loom was great.
Yeah, it was like beyond me at the time.
Yes,
it was beyond my head, and I didn't know what I was getting into.
Yeah.
And I was like, this sucks.
You had to remember music, like a few bars of music pieces to perform your spells.
Oh, yeah.
And like play them on a loom.
That's hardcore. On a loom? Doesn't a loom knit things?
Yeah, but you like plucked the loom, I think, to make the sounds. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I vaguely remember that screen where the loom is in front of you.
Yes, yeah. And it's like color coded as well. I don't remember exactly, but that was a sweet game. I really liked that game. I don't think for most of these games, I don't think I got past the first like couple levels, but that was all I needed.
Yeah, no, for sure in Loom, I never got like basically anywhere. I would go back and try though.
Yeah.
We should do that.
We should definitely play Loom.